This is Echoes of Freedom with United States Congressman Trent Franks.
Hello, this is Trent Franks. Did it ever occur to you why God has allowed America to be the most powerful military, economic, cultural, and spiritual force in the face of human history? I believe it's because America is founded on certain unchangeable principles found in our Declaration of Independence. That in America we hold certain truths to be self-evident, that all of us are created equal, and that I believe that this includes the young, the old, rich and poor, black or white, Jew or Gentile, born or unborn, weak or strong. And I also believe that to the extent to which we hold to these basic truths that gave our country strength in the first place will dictate whether or not we remain the world's only superpower. You see, ultimately, it's the willingness in our own hearts to be faithful to God or to the truth and to each other that in the long run allows us to be a great and powerful nation, militarily or otherwise. I believe history would concur with that. Consider for a moment the military strategy of ancient China. Because they feared military raids from northern barbarians, the Chinese people built the Great Wall of China. Not only is this the largest defensive structure in the history of humankind, it's the only object that can be seen from space in the middle of the day. This great massive wall of China was 1,500 miles long. It was 12 to 40 feet wide and 20 to 50 feet tall. Enemies failed time and again to find a way to tear it down or to dig under it or to go over it, and it was simply too long to go around. But the irony is that during the first century that this wall existed, China was invaded by enemies three different times. And in one sense, it was so easy for the enemies to do it. They simply bribed one of the gatekeepers who was given charge to stand on the wall. China's enemies then marched directly and easily through the wall gates. You see, China had expended enormous amounts of effort in building a defensive wall, but they had failed to instill a sense of loyalty and integrity in their own soldiers, and it cost them dearly. Folks, it is so important for us to remember that as a nation, our true strength, whether it's militarily or any other way, it's ultimately founded upon the favor of Almighty God and in the character and compassion of our own hearts. This is Trent Franks. Thanks for listening.
For a copy of this presentation, go to dafpack.com. That's dafpac.com. Paid for by Defending America's Future.